Mission.
Oh yeah, if you're hearing that music, you know two things. One, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And that music also means that we're outside. Because we've got another warm day today. It's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. It is a little bit windier today than it was yesterday. I suppose that's okay. It's also wetter today because we've had 24 hours of above freezing temperatures. I don't think it froze overnight. I could be wrong, but I don't think it quite did. And even if it did, it didn't stay cold enough long enough. So here I am. Just walked around the building and I'm starting to walk into the forest here. Walking around the dragonfly pond here. Lots of tracks in it, but nothing fresh. No fresh tracks that I can discern. No, they all look pretty old. Well, maybe, well, yeah, maybe there's a couple rabbit tracks in there that are fresh, but I don't know if we're counting those. Yeah, it doesn't seem as warm as it was yesterday, although it is. Just the wind is blowing. I'm also out here a little bit later, and the sun is lower. The sun is, probably only about 15 degrees up in the sky. Hey, and the wind is... because there's no trees on the leaves, the wind is cutting through the forest. And it is a little chilly. Brr. And of course yesterday I brought my gloves and I didn't use them, and today I did not bring them and I'm starting to think that I want them. I do have some gloves. They are not actually winter gloves. They are box handling gloves. But you know, in these kinds of conditions, gloves are gloves. I'm not trying to make a fashion statement. So yeah, it's a little brisk out here. And now I'm looking through the cut, but the sun is right above where the cut is, so I'm basically looking into the sun. I do not see any dudes out there though, in the Mulhall's property, as I keep walking. It's walking along here on the path that leads out to the boardwalk. Probably run into some other people. There is another car here. So we know that there have been people here in Herrenhaven today. And now we're at the sub pond. Obviously nothing's going on in the sub pond because it's frozen. Frozen over. And I think we'll just walk right out there. Let's just walk right out here. And there's like a trail right here. What's been walking along in this trail? Dudes with little feet. Okay, here's some fresh rabbit tracks. And what else is going on in this trail? Nobody. No dudes. No dudes are out here. There's some people tracks from the other day. And here's my footprints from yesterday. The Turtle Bay, or what we like to call Frog Harbor. It's got a lot of water on the top of its ice. And as I sit here and look down Frog Harbor, somebody's walking along the path. That's the guy whose car we saw. He's hanging out. Enjoying another lovely day at Herrenhaven. As for me, I'm kind of still just walking over here to the entrance of the little secret pond back here. And if I've never explained it, and I know I have, but I haven't explained it lately, Harrenhaven, although it's technically one big connected waterway, there are little compartmental sort of ponds. Because back in the olden days, and we're talking many decades ago, like back in the 50s or 60s, I've never been sure, nobody's ever told me, but this place used to be a fish hatchery. This was a long time ago. And so there was a lot of separate ponds, lots of little ponds for raising different kinds of fish. And as you know, Harrenhaven sits in a floodplain right next to the Papio Creek. And this place stopped being a fish hatchery during a flood. And this place flooded and all the ponds ran together. And blah, blah, blah. And so there's all these funny little narrow but long ponds like the Frog Harbor and all the little fingers I'm always talking about. So there's all these funny little ponds. I'm walking out to the boardwalk now. Yeah, the weird thing about... Well, what was I going to say? Now I don't remember. Oh, yeah, okay. Now I'm standing here over on the boardwalk over the ice. And there's a lot of water on the ice. A lot of water on the surface. I don't want to go walking around in the water. So I'm just turning around. Oh yeah, and what I was going to say about all the little ponds is you can't get to all of them. These, you know, the trails that run through here, there's really only one trail. It splits off into two at one point, but the trails, they only let you observe sort of the main areas. And so there are a couple of these little ponds that you can't get to. And you can't even see, and you won't even know that they are there unless you are out here walking around on the ice. And then when you're out on the ice, you can walk around and you can find these other ponds hiding in the trees, hiding in the foresty area. All right, so I'm back on the path. We're going to head back into the back 40, so to speak. Walking across the land bridge now, looking down into the Billabong. Billabong has water in the middle. Yeah, geez, we've had 24 hours of melt. But still, there's more water on the surface of the ice than I really expected, to be perfectly honest. I thought we'd be out here again today and having another really good ice day. It's a pretty good ice day. You know, it's just not the greatest perfect ice day ever. There's a squirrel above me. He's grinding on something. And here's a whole bunch of sunflower seed shells. Looks like somebody came in here and dumped some sunflower seeds and the birds and or squirrels have been sitting on this log eating them. Alright, so into the wall blind we go. Wow, the sun's so low that the back of the billabong is no longer in the sun. I'm walking around the wall of the wall blind. And now I'm going to walk down to the surface of the water. Wow. Okay. This is interesting. Is this fresh? No. Some animal decided to go walk right here. And then I'm bouncing up on the ice, up and down on the ice, trying to see if that's a crack that I need to worry about over there. Looks like somebody threw a large chunk of rock or something and it cracked through. There are animal tracks out here on the ice. Most of the snow has melted. I gotta steer clear of that log because there's a bad crack over there. Step over this log. How many times have we seen our Scratty sitting on this log? Step back on it. I am now standing on the log where we always see our Scrat. Oh, and what's this up here? What's up here towards the end of the log? We got poops, and they're fairly fresh poops. Huh. Whose poop is that? That's not Scratty poop. That's too big to be Scratty poop. That could be fox poop. It's kind of typical. It's a sort of a strange place for fox poop, but I know this is where animals have been walking, and if there's a trail, foxes like to poop on it. I don't see any fresh tracks, but with the condition that the ice is in, you know, there's no more snow on the top, so yeah, an animal could have walked through here today without leaving any tracks. Oh, wait, what's this over here? Here's some slightly fresher tracks. Yeah. And, yes, these are, in fact, fox tracks. Yeah, here's some more. Where do they come from? Oh, they come from over here. Yeah. We got fox tracks that are leading back towards the area of the forest in which resides Lumberjack's den. Lumberjack's den is right back over there. It's about, 20 meters? I don't even think it's quite that far. Just about 20 meters. Right back in there. And if you heard yesterday's show, when we were out on the ice, we were thinking that the possibility existed that there's a fox in that den right now. And I believe that to be true. Because, geez, these are fresh tracks. These were made today, probably this morning. You know, not within the last hour. The edges are too round. The edges are too melted. But our fox has been out here on the billabong today. Probably this morning. So that's cool. We've got our foxy out here. Alright, oh, I gotta steer clear of that crack. That looks exceptionally dangerous. Alright, now we're in the clear. Yeah, you can tell that there's been heavy sun on this ice, because it's been... Once you do this a while, you get an eye for it. But there was snow, the sun melted it, it created water, and then it may or may not have frozen over. And it makes weird ice. Howdy. I'm good. We have another intrepid adventurer out here in Heron Haven. He's going out to the wall blind with his camera looking for dudes and stuff. We do occasionally find some dudes in the winter. Haven't seen any yet. But obviously we're finding fox poop and stuff. It's always good news. The bad news, and it's not all that bad. Wait, what's that over there? I saw something move over there in the forest. Oh, I think it's just a squirrel. Damn it. The slightly bad news is that some water has now soaked through my shoe and is on my foot. So we're going to get a little bit damp today, but you know, who cares? I'll just go home and put my shoes over the heat register. Or I could figure out a way to hang my shoes in front of the fireplace, and that'll dry them out by tomorrow. And we'll be ready to go walking on the ice again. All right. Squirrel's freaking out ahead of me. I can hear him. Standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. A lot of water on the ice. And There's some squirrels arguing over here. Somebody probably took somebody else's nut. Now, can I get to the ice? I can get to the ice from here, but that's all water right there. That's not so great. I don't want to walk through water on purpose. I don't want to walk through water if I don't have to. So let's come down here to the big blind. Take a look at what, if anything, is going on out here today. Okay. It's a little bit slippery. And I don't see anything. It's all ice. I see a lot of pressure ridges. The ice has been growing a little bit weird. But that's okay. The delta is clear. There's about a 15 to 20 meter radius out from the delta where the ice is not frozen. Or where the water is not frozen. Everywhere else is frozen over. Ice. Thick, thick ice. And you know what? As much of as a great as great of an idea as this seemed, conditions are not perfect today for being out there. Oh, here's camera guy again. Is he taking pictures of those fighting squirrels? Maybe so. Let's go down here to the edge of the turtle reproduction pond and see what's going on over here. Okay. Well, I've got some massive sun glare. I am facing the sun directly, and now we got this massive glare off the ice. Massive, massive glare. But I can get onto the ice if I just go right over here. And there is some water, but I'm trying to avoid it. I am now standing out in the middle of the turtle reproduction pond, which is pretty exciting. You don't get to come out here otherwise. And, I was going to walk over there, but there's a subsurface crack. I'm going to traverse this direction, avoid all this nonsense, and walk over here into this reedy area. See, and right over there, not even 10 meters away, through those reeds, is the sub pond. But I want to go over here. I see tracks. And this is where we have found the fox hiding out. I'm looking at all these tracks back here, but these are old tracks. Oh, here's some little birdie tracks. There's been a bird hopping around here. That's about it, though. You know, let's go back over here to these reeds. Is there any way we can get through here? See, some years you can get through here, some years you can't. And this year, fight my way back through here. It looks like, is that traversable or no? No, I don't really think it is. So we're going to head back. Heading back towards the shore. Now, which way did I come? This looks like safe ice over here. That does not look good over there. How did I? Oh, I know what I did. I walked right over here and then I kind of got on the other side of this crack. Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And there's our photographer guy out there. Now I am walking through water. Water is soaking through my shoes. Water that is barely above freezing temperatures. So I'm going to have cold feet for a little while. Okay, let's get back up here. All right, we're off the ice. And we're almost back up on the trail. And here we are. Back on the trail. And even though it's the same temperature as yesterday, the wind is making my hand cold. So we're going to switch hands here and start walking out. Apparently our photographer guy didn't see anything out in the blind, because there's no dudes out there. No birds. He's also heading back out in front of us. He sees something. What's he looking at? Maybe just a bird. Is this guy a birder? We do get a lot of birders here at Heron Haven. Heron Haven was originally founded by members of the local Audubon Society. They teamed up with the local Department of Natural Resources to buy this property. Because before it was Heron Haven, it was a bar. And this is obviously well after it was a fish hatchery. And back when I was a kid, it was a bar. The Nature Center was a bar, and this space back here, the forest and stuff, was just unused. And actually, people used it as a dump. They dumped a lot of trash and junk back in here. And so eventually, I think this was back in the 90s, if memory serves, the Audubon Society teamed up with the Department of Natural Resources to buy this, and they turned it into Heron Haven. You know, making trails and putting up stuff and putting in the boardwalk and blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't remember how this went down. I think somebody told me once. I think Ione told me, but at some point in time, the Audubon Society wanted out. And so a new group was formed. What's the word I'm looking for? A charitable organization, a tax... What am I trying to say here? So a faction, a syndicate was formed called the Friends of Heron Haven. And the Friends of Heron Haven bought out the Audubon people. But a lot of people who were in the local Audubon Society, they came over and became Friends of Heron Haven. And so this is one of the birding destinations of Omaha. If you look up, you know, bird watching areas in Omaha, Nebraska, or if you follow birder stuff and check out their websites, where's a good place to see interesting birds in Omaha, Nebraska? Heron Haven. Because we do see a lot of odd birds out here. Between our turkeys and our different kinds of herons and a cormorant. Where else are you going to see a cormorant in Omaha, Nebraska? I've even seen bald eagles here. I've seen just about every weird bird there is. Plus lots of bizarre ducks. And tons of geese. Here's another log with sunflower seed holes all over it. So there's been some squirrels or birds sitting on these logs eating sunflower seeds. That's nice. And my feet are pretty damp at this point. Trying to make my way out of the forest here. I'm almost out. I'm 20 meters away. Oy. I was hoping to get more ice time today, but just didn't work out. I thought it would be fine, but a little too sloppy. A little too sloppy. All right, so here we are, out of the forest, walking back around the dragonfly pond. The dragonfly pond is one of the few separate ponds that is not connected to the main water in any way. And this pond used to be really small. It used to be an eighth of the size, or a tenth of the size. And it was just sort of this little sinkhole. But some years ago, it's been a while now, They came in and dug it out, turned it into the dragonfly pond, put up this fence, moved all the dirt over there to the bocage, where it used to be just bocage, and now it's the outdoor classroom. Walking by the shed, all the snow has melted on the shed ramp, so I don't know if there's any matis under there or not. There's nothing to make tracks in. Is there a mati under there? It could be. We do like our marmots. All right, but now I am back to my car. And my hand is freezing, and my toes are going to be cold soon. So into the car we go. And that's not my car starting, that's the other guy's car starting. All right, I think we're going to finish this off at home. It's going to take me a few minutes to drive home, but to you, it will only seem like 3 seconds. Count with me now. 3, 2, 1. Zero. We're back. Sitting in my house. I'm on my futon. I have dried my feet off. I took my wet shoes and I put them over the heat register to dry. And so now I'm just sitting here. And I'm kind of wondering if this tea is still warm. Is this tea hot enough to drink? Oh, no. No. I was hopeful, but no. That tea needs to go back in the old microwave for a few seconds and heat back up. But I'm not going to do that now. Or am I? You want to listen to my microwave ding? Didn't we do that a couple days ago? I think we did. So anyway, what happens to be on the TV here? Oh, it's Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson in The Internship. We're right at the part where Vince Vaughn is quitting. And he's riding away from Google on his Google bike. Oh. I could never work at Google. I would never, ever get anything done. Especially if they had marmots. See, I'm looking at that campus, and I'm seeing a couple places where there could be marmot dens. But I don't know if they would have any good supply of water. Is there a creek or anything that runs through? See, there's a downhill area. There's a little valley down there. There could be a creek down there. And where you find creeks, you will find marmots. And I know where to find a marmot. I can find a marmot anywhere. So if I worked for Google, I'd be way too busy looking for marmots to do anything. Oh. What else have I got going on for the rest of this day? Oh, geez. I don't know. But it occurs to me, isn't today Sunday? Yes. Yes, it is. And that means that coming up next, right after the end of the Dubious Goals Committee, we will hear from DJ Tisho. All the way from Bulgaria, DJ Tisho will spin all kinds of awesome and eclectic electronic dance music. So stay tuned for that right after I shut up. If I ever shut up. Will I ever stop talking? Oh, I rarely do. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm on Anon Radio every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what happens in Tobe Land, because I will let you know. But I gotta go, so what you need to do is to stay tuned for DJ Tisho live from Bulgaria. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。 This is DJ Kumata.